Blog Talk Radio.
Cause you deserve the glory and the honor. I lift my hands in worship and I bless your holy name.
Father, hallelujah. There is nobody. There is nobody like you. Hallelujah. Most gracious Father, we come in humble submission. Hallelujah. On this morning, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we come to say thank you. We come to say thank you for another day. We come to say thank you, Father God, for making another way for us to rise and to shine and to give your name the glory, to give your name the honor, to give your name the praise. We say thank you for your spirit and power of protection over our lives as we slept and we slumbered, Father God. We want to say thank you that bad news just passed over our houses, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you, Father God, for this new day that you have made, and we rise and we shine at your command. We rise and we shine to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. We rise and shine this morning, Father, to decree and to declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that the devil has set up to come up against us this day, Father, as we stand on your promises to decree and to declare, Father, hallelujah, that it will not take root, it will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. We embrace new mercies today, Father, a whole new set of mercies. And Father, we did not even extinguish all of the mercies from yesterday. But Father, you keep loading new mercies on us every morning in spite of ourselves, in spite of, Father, regardless, your love and your mercy endure forever. And Father, we just want to say thank you that we know you and we're learning to know you. We love you and we're falling in love with you, but you loved us from the beginning, before the foundation of the world, before we ever showed up, before our mama showed up, before our daddy showed up, Father, before our grandparents showed up, you was in love with us. And so, Father, we just want to say thank you. We just want to bless you right now, Father. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for the longevity of the ministry, Father. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for leading us. Thank you for guiding us. Thank you for blessing us, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we ask that you would have your way in our services today, that as your word goes forth, Father, we thank you, for we know it shall not return into your void, but will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. Thank you, God. Thank you, 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 Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Now, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. May the words of our mouth, and thank you that the words of our mouth, and thank you that the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And as you taught your disciples to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen again. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We like to say good morning, 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 top of the morning to you, to you, to you, and to you. Hallelujah. We greet you here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Welcome back to another service. Welcome back, amen, to another breakfast. Amen. A hearty breakfast, a hot breakfast, made from scratch breakfast. Hallelujah. Our daily manna. Hallelujah. And we bless be the name of the Lord as we welcome all of our first-time listeners. Greetings, greetings, greetings. Amen. Welcome to the family. Please enjoy the services and please keep coming back. Amen. We meet here 7 days a week, lifting up the name of Jesus, because there is no other name whereby man can be saved. Amen. We want to encourage everyone. Amen. We pray that your faith is high. We pray that you're looking in the right direction. Amen. We want to thank God. Boy, the year just came in, and we're in the third month already. The third month already, isn't that something? Amen. And the Lord did it, and the Lord did it, and He keeps on doing it, and He keeps on making a way somehow, somehow, and somehow. Amen and amen. And we want to go straight to the Word on this morning. Why? Because we need the word. Without the word, we don't have anything. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. We are saved by the word. We are kept by the word. We are changed by the word. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. It's the word, nothing but the word. Hallelujah. So help me, God, in nothing but the word. Amen. And so we want to thank God, hallelujah, for the word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This morning, beloved, hallelujah, want to ask you a question. Amen. We want to start with a question on today. Amen. Beloved, amen. Have you ever felt betrayed by a friend or by someone you dearly love? When it happened, were you shocked? Did it feel like that person put a knife in your back by violating your trust and revealing things that should have been kept in confidence? Did you marvel that such a trusted friend could turn out to be so disloyal, beloved? Did you wonder how in the world could a person so dear and close be used so viciously by the devil to attack me in this way? Beloved, it is very painful when a friend or a family member betrays you. Even worse, when the person is your best friend or someone that you've known and trusted for many years. Betrayal is something, beloved, that has happened to people since the beginning of time. It is simply a fact that the devil is a master at distorting and ruining relationships. He knows how to lure people into situations where they end up feeling offended, or a situation where the person comes out hurting. Then what he does, beloved, is he coaches them to nurture their offense until it mutates into strife that separates even the best of friends and the best of a family. Beloved, we have to remember, beloved, that Satan was kicked out of heaven because of his unique ability to create confusion, discord, and strife. Heaven is as perfect as an environment can be. Yet in that perfect environment, the beloved, the devil was still able to affect 1/3 of the angels with his slanderous allegations against God. Angels who had worshiped together for eons of time now stood opposed to each other over issues that the devil had conjured up in his mind and in their minds. Beloved, that should tell you how clever the devil is at creating discord and strife. The devil is a master, beloved. And if the devil is persuasive enough to do this with angels, think how much easier it is for him to deceive people who live in a far from perfect environment and who wrestle daily with their own imperfections and self-images. What Satan does, beloved, is he watches for that opportune moment when a person is tired. He'll wait until you're weary. He'll wait until you're exasperated, beloved. Then he waits until someone does something that person doesn't understand or that person doesn't agree with. Suddenly, it is as if the devil shoots a fiery arrow of rage straight into the person's emotions. Before long, beloved, strife, bitterness, unforgiveness, and division begin to mount. Friends who once stood side by side and cherished each other now stand facing each other as hostile rivals. And the devil did it. Beloved, if this sounds familiar, I want you to be encouraged this morning. Because this same scenario happened to Jesus. Jesus was working with Judas Issachar for 3 years. And the devil found his way into Judas' soul, turning him so sour against Jesus that this disciple became his betrayer. But, beloved, the question that we need to ask this morning is, what opened the door for this deception to occur inside Judas? Well, we can go back to St. John 13:2. In John 13:2, beloved, the Bible gives us a very powerful insight into the way that the devil establishes a foothold into people's minds. Let us take one step first, beloved, and look at St. John chapter 12, verse 3. When we read verses 3 through 7, it tells us that Mary bought a pound of spikenard. And Mary came and she poured it on Jesus' feet. Y'all know it. We sing the song. Thank God for the alabaster box. But, beloved, when Mary did this and poured this expensive oil on Jesus' feet, Judas thought that Mary's act of love was a waste of money. And Judas took issue with this, with Jesus. But Jesus told the devil, Jesus told Judas, not talking to the devil, amen, because the devil was at that time just trying to get in. He hadn't got in yet. He was walking to and fro seeking whom he may devour. But when Judas approached Jesus about this expensive oil that Mary had poured on his feet, Jesus told Judas to leave Mary alone. And Jesus allowed Mary to continue. But then we read, beloved, in St. John chapter 13, verse 2, it tells us, and supper being ended, the devil, having now put into the heart of Judas Issachar, Simon's son, to betray him. Beloved, what was the exact moment that Satan put this thought into Judas' heart? Apparently, it was when Judas was offended with Jesus about the spikenard. Perhaps Judas didn't agree with Jesus' decision. Or maybe he didn't like the fact that Jesus told him to leave Mary alone. Whatever the reason, beloved, it was at that moment of disagreement that the devil found an open door into Judas' heart. I want you to especially notice the phrase this morning, beloved. The scripture says, the devil, having now put into the heart of Judas Issachar, the devil having put into the heart, he put it in his heart. Beloved, when we look at the Greek word put into, the words put into, beloved, is the Greek word ballo. That Greek word means to throw, to cast, to thrust, or to inject. The word ballo carries the idea, beloved, of a very fast action of throwing, thrusting, or injecting something forward, such as one would throw a ball or throw a rock, or the forward thrusting of a sharp knife. It is significant, beloved, that this word was used in this context, because it tells us how quickly the devil moved to inject a seed of betrayal into Judas' heart. When the seed of betrayal was injected, beloved, it went so deep into Judas' heart that it turned Judas, one of Jesus' closest associates, it turned Judas into a deceiver, and it turned him into a betrayer. Judas became the epitome of a disloyal and an unfaithful friend. When Satan finally penetrated Judas' mind and emotions with this seed of betrayal, beloved, he injected it so hard, he injected it so fast, that it became deeply embedded and lodged into Judas' soul. So, beloved, taking that Greek definition, glory be to God, we can translate St. John 13:2 to read like this, glory be to God, the devil having now thrust into, the devil having now inserted into, the devil having now forcibly hurtled into, the devil having now embedded into Judas' heart. Beloved, there is no doubt that that word ballo means the devil quickly seized an opportunity to inject a seed of betrayal into Judas' heart. He was so offended by Jesus that a window to his heart and emotions opened, even if only for a brief moment. When the devil saw that opening, he moved like lightning to penetrate Judas' mind and emotions in order to sour a long-term relationship and turn a trusted friend into a betrayal. Judas was used as Satan's instrument, beloved, because he allowed the enemy to drive a wedge between him and Jesus. Rather than let go of the disagreement, rather than forget about it, Judas let the issue become a big deal in his mind. Something so blown out of proportion that the devil was able to use the offense to lure him into the ultimate act of disloyalty. Beloved, because Judas didn't take his thoughts captive. We are told, glory be to God, in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 5, beloved, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Judas didn't take his thoughts captive, because we are told, beloved, in Matthew chapter 18, verse number 15, glory be to God, hallelujah, it says here, moreover, if your brother shall trespass against you, if your brother sins against you, if you are offended by your brother, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. Because Judas didn't take his thoughts captive, beloved, we're told in Proverbs chapter 4, verses 23 through 27, to guard our hearts and guard our minds. Because Judas did not take his towards captive. The devil succeeded in tainting his view of Jesus. This then led to a disastrous effect, beloved, on Judas' relationship with them. The relationship was broken up. It was never the same. It was never the same. Why? Because Judas was offended. And the devil took advantage. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, the Bible tells us in the last days that many will be offended. Beloved, we have to guard our hearts and guard our minds and guard our souls. It is important that you learn how to recognize those times when the devil tries to inject a seed of division into your heart. He wants to drive a wedge between you and the people that you love. And rather than let him get away with this evil tactic, my brothers and sisters, we need to make a decision to resist every temptation to get angry and every temptation to get offended. By resisting these thoughts, beloved, you can take a stand against the devil and protect your relationships. This morning, I am encouraging you to learn from the example of Judas Iscariot. Determine, beloved, that you will never let any issue get so blown out of proportion that it turns you into a disloyal, lying, betraying friend. And, beloved, if you are hurting right now because someone has recently betrayed you or someone has recently hurt you, choose the route of forgiveness. Choose a route of forgiveness, beloved. Remember, what you sow is what you reap. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And if you sow forgiveness now, you will reap forgiveness from others when you need it in the future. Take your thoughts captive, beloved. Don't allow your friendships to be turned into a relationship of betrayal. God's word works when we work it. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask that you would forgive us for the times that we allowed the devil to put a wedge between us and the people that you have placed in our lives. Father, help us go to them and ask forgiveness for the things that we did wrong. Father God, help us also to extend patience, forgiveness, and love to others who have done wrong to us or who will wrong us in the future. We never want the devil to be in charge of our emotions or our thought life. So, Father, we are asking you to help us to think clearly and to know how to recognize those times when the devil tries to upset us and ruin our relationships. And we pray this, Father, in Jesus' name. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord, taking every thought captive in Jesus' name. We bless be the name of the Lord. We thank God for the word of God on today. Amen. And to God be praise and God be glory and God be honor. Lord, we want to be a Christian in our hearts. Lord, we want to be a Christian in our hearts. Help us, Father God, to rend our hearts and not our garments. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. All right, beloved, amen. That's the word of God for today. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming soon, saints. Jesus is coming soon. And he's looking for a church without spot or wrinkle. Hallelujah. And he's giving us his time, amen, to get it right. He's giving us his time to get it right. Amen and amen. In form of announcements today, hallelujah, we will be at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock noon and back at 9 o'clock. Back at 9 o'clock, amen, we will be at the altar, amen. Glory be to God. Come on if you have a prayer request, amen, if you want to touch and agree. Glory be to God. If you're a first-time visitor, maybe you're listening on the other side of the country somewhere, glory be to God. Our email is always open. We love to hear from you, amen. Our email address is lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Amen. Please call, send us an email. Let us know how we can pray. We are establishing a toll-free number, so our prayer partners on the other side of the world will be able to call in toll-free, amen, to our altar of prayer. Amen. So we will be advertising that number in the very near future. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. I believe that's it for today, saints. Hallelujah. And we give God praise, honor, and all of the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I'm trying to collect all the birthdays. I'm trying to collect all the birthdays. I got some of the birthdays. I went out and I bought a map, a calendar, amen, to put everybody's birthday on so we don't be forgetting any more birthdays. Amen. If we missed it, we'll make it up to you. Amen. And to God be praised. That's it, saints. That's it. Let me tell you, let me say this, and we give the benediction. Amen. Glory be to God. The reason, hallelujah, that God tells us to forgive, beloved, amen, hallelujah, is because when we don't forgive, you don't hold the other person as a prisoner. You become the prisoner. You put yourself on lockdown. You put yourself on lockdown. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me show you this. Hallelujah. As we give the benediction on this morning. In the book of Matthew's, in the book of Matthew's, let me find it real quick. Matthew's, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew's, okay, you shall have what you say. Amen. Amen. I want to find this real quick, and then we'll finish. Amen. Hallelujah. Matthew's, hallelujah. Matthew's, I was just looking at it on yesterday. Amen. I think it's in the 11th chapter of Matthew's. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. 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 Give me one second. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Matthew's 11. Okay. I can't find it. I don't want to hold you up, so you can find it. It's in the book of Matthew. The Lord says this. He says, "You can, if you speak to the mountain, hallelujah, you can have, and you can command the mountain to move, amen." But then he goes on to say, amen, beloved, amen, but you must forgive, amen. Hallelujah. He says that if you can speak to the mountain and command the mountain to move, but if there's unforgiveness in your heart, you can't command the mountain to move because God doesn't hear your prayer. That's what the Lord is saying. Amen. Glory be to God. And you can find the scripture for yourself, but it's in there. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, let us take every thought captive, beloved. Amen. We want to move in love. We want to grow in love. We want to forgive as Jesus forgave. We want to love as Jesus loved. And we have to allow God to do it because it's impossible for us to do it on our own. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we say thank you for this service on today. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, God. Oh, Father God, we thank you. We confess, Father God, that our mind is free of offense today. Our mind is free of unforgiveness and strife because we walk in mercy and we walk in forgiveness, Father. And the devil has no entrance or open door to find his way into our minds and our emotions. Father, we thank you that the Spirit of God dominates our thinking, Father, and helps us to see things very clearly. And we say thank you for the word. Thank you for the entrance of the word, Father God, that it's light to our soul. We want to say thank you, Father God, that your word will not return unto you void. We want to say thank you, Father. We embrace the gifts of this day. Meet us at the altar of prayer, Father God. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, Father, we know that our prayer is not in vain. Our living is not in vain. Our worship is not in vain. Our giving is not in vain. Oh, Father God, our forgiving is not in vain, Father God. Oh, Father God, we don't want to become nobody's enemy, Father. Oh, Father God, and we have enemies, people that don't like us, Father. Hallelujah, because they have been offended. Oh, Father God. God, restore relationships. Restore relationships, Father. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, help us to heal by the word. Help us to heal by the word, Father, to forgive others as you forgive us. Hallelujah. And we say thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you for being somebody's enemy, Father. Thank you for delivering us from being somebody's enemy. And thank you, Father, for turning some of our enemies into our friends. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer. We seal this service, Father God, by the word, the blood, and the spirit. And we cast it at Jesus' feet. And it cannot and it will not be broken. Now unto him who's able to keep you from falling and to present your faults before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the church said, amen, amen, amen. And the church said, amen again. We bless the Lord. Everybody have an awesome day, a glorious day, a victorious day. Amen. We'll meet you at the altar of prayer, Lord's willing. If you can't make it to the altar of prayer today, Lord's willing, we'll be back here again tomorrow morning. Lord's willing, amen. If we're not here tomorrow morning, amen. Lord, we'll meet you in heaven. Somewhere we're going to meet you. Amen. And so shall we forever be with the Lord. Amen. Amen. And amen. God bless you.
If anybody want the Lord to make him over, just begin to celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah.
You know my other side. I can no longer hide. Let you down so the more that you try to be by my side, the more I push you out.
All over the building, let me hear you say, Lord, make me over.
Lord, make me over. out there singing. Come on.
Your side when they already nailed you. Jesus, heal my open wound. I just want to be more like you. Father, I let you down. What's not like you to take it high. Reconcile me, Jesus. I just wanna feed you. Wash me and make me whole.
Everybody sing it, Lord, make me over.
Amen and amen, beloved. Take every thought captive. Amen. Be careful, be prayerful. Don't allow the devil access to your thoughts, because if you do, he's going to cause severe damage to you and your relationships. Guard your hearts and guard your minds. I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Amen. Pastor Bradford signing out. God bless and have an awesome day.